Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, gradually clearing skies around 40. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, lower 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies and lower 30s. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs 51 and Sunday night cloudy. Right now, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. One person died in an accident just before noontime yesterday in northwest Kansas, Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a 2012 Ford driven by 24-year-old Chanel Padilla of Rexford was eastbound on Highway 24, 3 miles west of Colby, when the vehicle went left of center and struck a westbound Freightliner semi. KSN-TV reports that EMS transported Padilla and the semi-driver to the hospital in Colby, where Padilla succumbed to her injuries. Washburn University's School of Law will be getting a new home. Washburn's Board of Regents this week approved a plan for a $33 million building on the Topeka campus. The university will begin working on the plans immediately. A completion date has not yet been set. The current law school dates back to 1968. The new building, part of Washburn's 150 Forward campaign. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You events, you can get low financing and rebates as high as $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the season's best deals on America's best-selling off-road lineup. See Wichita Tractor today or go online to wichitatractor.com.
Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19 on new 2016 through 2020 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
A foul-mouthed Kansas judge accused of bigotry and racism is facing complaints that his conduct violates the central judicial canons of independence, integrity, and impartiality. The Kansas Commission on Judicial Qualifications will next week consider whether Montgomery County Judge F. William Collins performs his duties with sufficient competence and diligence that he can continue on the bench. One former clerk was so disgusted with his obscene outbursts at courthouse employees that he kept a swear journal that will be presented as evidence. According to the commission's pretrial order, Collins acknowledges that he needs a more effective management style. Our warmer-than-normal temperatures coming to an end today as temperatures across the Sunflower State only reaching into the 40s. It'll warm up a bit for the weekend, but next week brings with it on Monday much more winter-like temperatures. With your Friday Kansas News, I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials yesterday confirmed a career military man and former superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy as the president of the University of Nebraska system. The University Board of Regents confirmed Walter Ted Carter as president, succeeding interim president Susan Fritz. Officials began searching for a new president after Hank Bounds left the position in mid-August, leaving Fritz to oversee the system until a permanent replacement could be found. The 60-year-old Carter had been superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland from 2014 until this year. He will be paid a base salary of $934,000 and change, with additional pay if he meets performance goals. And Governor Pete Ricketts and First Lady Suzanne Shore and Nebraskans from across the strait celebrating the Christmas season with the lighting of the Nebraska State Capitol Christmas tree 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area communities will celebrate Christmas activities this weekend. Marysville will host the annual Christmas opening Saturday with Santa's parade downtown at 10:30. He'll meet with youngsters at his house on the Kester block following. Breakfast with Santa and a holiday open house, the Lincoln Center, runs 8 to 10 a.m. Saturday. The historic Marshall County Courthouse will be open 11 to 4 and is decorated for the holidays. The Flint Hills Dulcimer Club will entertain at 1:30. The Arts Center in Marysville will be open Saturday 10 to 4 as Marysville High School students display their original works and offer prints for sale. Kester House Museum will be open Saturday hosting a live nativity from 11 to 2. A Hyundai Homes Tour fundraiser for the Historic Depot will be Saturday afternoon 1 to 4. The stops include the historic Push Randall House at 1000 Elm Street, a new loft guest apartment downtown, the Gathering House at 707 Broadway, owned by Melissa and Todd Sandman, as well as the homes of Sharon Kessinger, Brian and Ashley Kroc, Chuck and Christina Lowry, and Jesse and Quincy Ann Edwards. Advanced discount tickets are available at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marysville Advocate. Tickets also available on Saturday from 1 to 4 at any of the homes on the tour. For details, contact the Marysville Chamber of Commerce or Marysville Main Street. Santa and Mrs. Claus will greet youngsters at the Washington City Hall Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. with refreshments and a drawing. The 40th Annual Gifts and Goodies Craft Show will be Saturday 8:30 to 2 at the Washington East Elementary Gym with 28 vendors represented, hosted by the General Federation of Women's Clubs Modern Pioneers. Frankfort Homes Tour Saturday will begin at the Ed Center from 1 to 5, and the Frankfort Community Care Home will host Soup Day from 11 to 2. Waterville Community Christmas Kickoff is Saturday evening with a traditional Christmas meal at the Community Center from 5 until 7. Santa is to arrive at 4:45, and a gingerbread house and chili cook-off will be featured as well as drawings. The annual Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata will be Sunday afternoon at 2 at the United Methodist Church at 1500 North Street. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also be featured. Axtell United Methodist Women will host a Holiday Homes Tour Sunday, 1 to 4, with tickets at the church. And the 55th Annual Axtell Community Christmas Cantata will be Sunday evening at 7 at the Axtell United Methodist Church. Norman Shale, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Norman Shale. Eugene R. Roche, age 83, of Wymore, passed away on Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Wood River Cemetery Tuesday, 11 a.m. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 with the rosary at 7:30. Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Eugene Roche. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, a whole wheat roll, and mandarin oranges. Monday's menu, goulash, French bread, green beans, and applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Put it in the bag at Reflections Hallmark this weekend. Buy a tote bag for $9.99 and get 20% off all regular price merchandise that fits in the bag, excluding keepsake ornaments. You can also stock up on buy one, get one half off gift wrap and boxed cards. You will save so much. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville this Saturday and Sunday.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Picking out a Christmas tree, taking it home and decorating it, it's a family tradition, or perhaps it's a new tradition to start with your own family. Pinecrest Tree Farm in Blue Springs, Nebraska can help with that tradition. And check out the fresh greenery and wreaths in the newly remodeled holiday shop. You pick out the tree you want, and they'll cut it down and help you load it. Pinecrest Tree Farm, where family traditions begin, Blue Springs, Nebraska.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Cold front went through the area, and now it looks like for today, high pressure system will build in, bringing us decreasing clouds, and it looks like dry weather as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow, and it looks like quiet weather for Sunday. We do have another system that'll move across the area Sunday night into Monday, bringing us a little bit of some cloud cover. Otherwise, temperatures really not bad, pretty mild for the weekend, but expect to see some colder temperatures as we head into next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, clearing skies, we'll see highs around 40, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, 26. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the lower 30s. As we into Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. For Sunday night, we'll continue with cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower 20s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December, 44. Record high on this date, 68 in 2001. The average low, 23, and the record low is 4 degrees in 2005. Sunset this evening, 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:32. Thirty degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds have shifted to the north and are in at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of December. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Please, think of the snowmen this holiday season. So many snowmen are in need of loving homes, and Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort is dedicated to helping them find families. Won't you visit this Saturday and help a snowman in need? It costs less than you think. With discounts on all snowman decor, give this holiday season and help the orphan snowmen at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort. Bring the warmth and charm of the old world into your home with the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfort. The gallery specializes in art, vintage linens, decorative tins, beer mugs and steins, crystal, and unique European finds. Rediscover the magic of antique and vintage items at the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfort. Unique gifts for unique people.
Trubisky's a cowboy killer, and Westbrook triples up the Raptors. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Mitchell Trubisky did it in the air and on the ground against the Cowboys.
Trubisky and the keeper left for the 15. Inside cut of the 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Bears.
On WBBM, 3 touchdown passes for Trubisky along with that TD run, and the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-24 despite a late rally by Dallas. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett was asked if his team quit.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I just see how they come to work every day. I see how they practice. And unfortunately, we didn't carry the practice work to the game.
The Cowboys now 6-7 have lost 7 of the last 10 since a 3-0 start. The Bears 7-6 have won 4 of the last 5. A triple-double for Russell Westbrook in Toronto, and the Rockets beat the Raptors 119-109. James Harden scored 23, says it's all about knocking them down.
We're good, especially when we're making shots. Guys did an unbelievable job moving their bodies and being ready to shoot.
In New York, the Knicks became the seventh team in NBA history to be blown out by 35 points or more in consecutive games after a 129-92 loss to the Nuggets. Head coach David Fizdale.
Sickening.
Phoenix coach Monty Williams back in New Orleans was cheered pregame during his emotional return to the Big Easy. Suns guard Devin Booker scorched the Pelicans for a season-high 44 in a 139-132 win. NHL, after beating the Rangers and Devils in Manhattan and Newark, respectively, the Knights faced the Islanders on Long Island and sent the game into overtime when Jonathan Marchessault scored late in the third period. In overtime, Isles Ryan Pulock on the power play.
Islanders trying to get it back here, overloading, open down the slot as Pulock walks in, shoots, and scores!
On WFAN, Islanders win 3-2. ESPN reports these two baseball deals. Right-hander Michael Pineda is back with the Twins, and the Padres traded for outfielder Tommy Pham. The Brewers acquired catcher Omar Narvaez in a trade with the Mariners, and Jake Mariznick to the Mets. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Marysville took Axtell 49-31. Washington County over Donovan West 55-45. Wetmore took Lynn in the Blue Valley Tournament 36-30. And Diller O'Dell down Pawnee City 42-38. Boys' play, Marysville trimmed Axtell 61-43. Washington County took Donovan West 56-27. Wetmore over Lynn 56-48. And Diller O'Dell beat Pawnee City 42-34.
Listen to Marysville basketball Friday as they host Sabetha in a girl-boy doubleheader beginning at 6 p.m. Live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Happy holidays!
I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently appeared on TV and talked about U.S. trade negotiations with China. The secretary said President Trump wants a phase one deal with China that works for the United States. He said the president wants to come to a deal that's enforceable and reliable and consistent with what the deal says. His appearance happened shortly after a Bloomberg report that the U.S. and China were edging closer to wrapping up an agreement before new U.S. tariffs go into effect in December 15th on more Chinese imports. During the NATO summit this week, Trump said that trade talks with China going well. He made those comments a day after saying he might want to delay a deal with China until after the 2020 presidential election. Beijing and D.C. have hit each other's goods with billions of dollars of tariffs. The move has hit U.S. farmers especially hard. Nearly $20 billion in U.S. agricultural exports went to China last year alone. Perdue said, we in agriculture are optimistically hopeful that we can get this concluded. However, he reiterated administration concerns that China won't follow through on what it promised in the agreement. Wisconsin Representative Ron Kind sent a letter to Ag Secretary Perdue demanding that he have a plan to provide certainty and support for family farms amidst those trade talks. He points out in the letter that the secretary refers to farmers as casualties of the trade war. Kind sent the letter as a deadline for new tariffs on Chinese goods set to take effect here in about 9 days. The president suggested waiting to settle a dispute till after the election is an option. Kind state of Wisconsin loses an average of 2 farms a day and is the top of the nation in terms of the number of family farms who have declared bankruptcy. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of Ag News right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A top American Farm Bureau official says AFB is very frustrated by the late-breaking roadblocks to Farm Bureau's month-long campaign to win congressional approval of the United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal. The roadblocks now include Speaker Pelosi's greenlining articles of impeachment against President Trump. It's now all about impeachment on Capitol Hill.
Today, I'm asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
Just when American Farm Bureau's executive director Dale Moore was hoping House Speaker Pelosi might
might turn the House attention to USMCA, worth billions in new exports for producers.
It's frustrating. You know, we've been ready for 2, 3 months, 4 months for this debate to start up on the Hill. Things related to the budget, things related to other actions that are going on, particularly in the House right now, those kinds of issues seem to be pulling things back.
At the same time, Democrats add new conditions to USMCA, including U.S. labor inspections of Mexican factories.
We hear they're making progress, but it seems like some of that progress is now raising concerns, particularly with Mexico and some of their officials in the comments that they're making.
Compounding, that is impeachment.
If the impeachment process goes over to the Senate's absolute, they've got a constitutional responsibility to take that process and work with that.
But Moore acknowledges politics, not just logistics, may have trumped USMCA in a now hyper-partisan Washington climate.
I would have to say yes, there is probably a political calculus of some level, perhaps greater for some than others, as to why we need to get this done or not get it done.
Speaker Pelosi, who usually mentions USMCA in her weekly press conference opening statement, did not mention it Thursday, despite November comments saying the deal was imminent. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You event, you can get low financing and rebates as high as $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the season's best deals on America's best-selling off-road lineup. See Wichita Tractor today or go online to WichitaTractor.com.
Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19. On new 2016 through 2020 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. A 90-year-old woman living in a farm town in North Dakota is beating herself up. I'll tell you why and how it may help you after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Today on Farming America, we go to Harvey, North Dakota. It is the commercial hub of a farming and ranching area. Just over 100 miles northeast of Bismarck, about 1,700 residents live there, including Edna Schmitz. Mrs. Schmitz is 90 years old. In 2011, shortly after her husband died, Mrs. Schmitz began getting phone calls from a man who told her that she had won $19 million in a lottery. And all she had to do to collect that money was send in some money for the processing. So she began sending money. Lots of money. Large checks. She gave her credit card number. Borrowed money from her sister. She cashed out her life insurance policies because she was sure that she was going to get that $19 million in this Jamaican lottery. She says, "I think about it every day. I always keep beating myself up." She says, "How could you be so dang stupid?" Edna's children eventually learned what was going on and, with the help of a bank worker, alerted authorities who started an investigation in 2012. It was the first large-scale Jamaican lottery scam prosecuted in the United States. All 31 defendants have been prosecuted, including 14 Jamaican nationals who were extradited from that country. There were victims in 31 states, with more than 100, mostly elderly Americans, bilked out of more than $6 million. The scam's alleged ringleader was sentenced in 2018 to 6 years in prison and was ordered to pay $1.5 million in restitution. Well, that's good news, right? Edna may get some of her money back. Well, she says she has been paid back $287, and she's been told that she is getting another check for $138. Drew Wrigley, the U.S. attorney for North Dakota, says if we could monetize our gratitude for her help in breaking this case, she'd be paid back in full immediately. He says we're making every effort to secure every dollar of restitution that we possibly can collect. But authorities face numerous challenges, including that the scammers, well, they've probably already spent all of the money that they got from Mrs. Schmitz and the other people. It all goes back to that old saying, doesn't it? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 30 with a north wind this morning, and we'll look for cooler temperatures today. Highs only around 40, warming up for a very pleasant weekend, new highs around 50 again Saturday and Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Grant Sherfield had 15 points to lead five Wichita State players in double figures as the Shockers rolled past Central Arkansas 95-69 last night. Eric Stevenson, Jamarius Burton, Jaime Ekinike, and Tyson Edion added 13 points apiece for the Shockers. Wichita State, now 7-1, will match up against Oklahoma State on the road Sunday. Tip-off in that matchup with the Cowboys takes place at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Kansas State senior Udoka Azubuike and sophomore Devin Dotson have been named to the 2020 Oscar Robertson watch list by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association, the organization making that announcement yesterday. Azubuike and Dotson have received numerous honors in the 2019-20 season. I'm Rick Everett with a look at Friday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls play. Marysville took Axtell 49-31. Washington County over Donovan West 55-45. Wetmore took Lynn in the Blue Valley Tournament 36-30. And Diller O'Dell down Pawnee City 42-38. Boys play. Marysville trimmed Axtell 61-43. Washington County took Donovan West 56-27. Wetmore over Lynn 56-48. And Diller O'Dell beat Pawnee City 42-34.
It was a Marysville sweep at Axtell in basketball action Thursday night in the season opener for both teams. In the girls' game, Sammy Bartles led Marysville with 14 points in a 49-31 victory over the Lady Eagles. Maddie Ronebaum added 10 points, and Linda Franco scored 8 for Marysville. Axel was led by Kenzie Feldkamp with 12 points, and Bree Porting added in 7. In the boys' game, Marysville hit 8 three-pointers in a 61-43 win over Axel. Owen Neatfeld led the Bulldogs with 14 points, Jackson Rader added 12, and Matt Hawley scored 9. Mitchell Bussing led Axel in scoring with 12 points, and Isaac Detweiler added 7. Axtell girls and boys take on Wabunsee, and Marysville will host Sabetha on Friday. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Home opener Friday for the Marysville girls and boys basketball teams hosting Sabetha. Girls tip off at 6, boys at 8 in the Junior Senior High Activity Center. Bulldog coach Scott Brown will be our guest on the Coach's Corner following sports at around 5:20 Friday, and will also be our guest on pregame show with live coverage. Marysville hosting Sabetha Friday on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
When we prepare for a team, we spend a little time talking about the other team's strengths and weaknesses and those types of things, but the majority of the time, we worry about ourselves. The focus is on your guys and your improvement and executing the things you want to get done. We don't control what the other team does. We don't control what the officials do. We control what we do, and that's what our focus needs to be on.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville home opener, the Bulldogs entertain Sabetha. Girls tip-off at 6, boys follow about 8, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Riley County. Frankfort tips off at Pawnee City. Axtell is host to Wabunsee. Washington County will host Clifton Clyde. Centralia entertains Nemahal Central. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley Tournament. Dillard Dells at HTRS and Southern at Palmyra.
Everyone talks about the long, dark nights of winter, but is anyone doing anything about them? We will tell you about a few schemes today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz great Dave Brubeck was born on this day, and in 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated his sound recording device, the gramophone. Over the centuries, dozens of schemes have been suggested for brightening the darkest days of winter. In Norway, a town that sits in a shaded valley has erected giant mirrors on the mountainside to reflect sunlight into the town square. Futurists believe that satellites will eventually redirect sunlight from space, allowing us to adjust daylight and darkness to our preference. And retailers are now marketing devices that gather and redirect natural sunlight throughout the home. It's a promising time for those of us who need their daily dose.